This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
All right, so as you heard there in KMOX News, a little bit more on the Marmol extension, the voice of the chairman of the Cardinals, Bill DeWitt Jr., talking about the reasoning for keeping him and another 2 years after this, plus a club option for 2029. We heard from Ollie himself. We heard from Bill. We heard from Haim in the press conference down in Jupiter. Coming up 11:30, it'll be my conversation with Haim Bloom, and we'll go a little deeper into the relationship between Bloom and Marmol and why now this extension for the Cardinals manager. 2 years ago, they did the exact same thing right before the 24 season, extended him for 2 years, but that was under John Mozeliak and Bill DeWitt Jr. Now Haim Bloom is in control of baseball operations, and he has done the exact same thing. He sees something in Ollie, and we're going to continue that conversation with him as Bernie Miklas broke it down for us at 10:15 this morning. If you want to go back on the app, you can listen to that. At 10:30, what a great conversation we had with Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens. They did it again last night, 91-76 over Duquesne. There's a lot going on in college basketball with Missouri thumping Mississippi State, as I said last hour. Looks like they are going to get into the NCAA tournament with that. Illinois is solidly in the tournament. Don't know where they'll be seated or where they're going to be playing yet. But the loss to Michigan shouldn't hurt them too much unless they were expecting to be, you know, playing in St. Louis or a two seed or something like that. I mean, they're going to be knocked down just a peg there. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, you look at this top 25 right now. You have, I think, a solid number one in the country right now in Duke. Duke just put it on Virginia and not only exposed Virginia, who's ranked 11th in the country. They were 25-3 before that game, by the way, and they got absolutely slaughtered yesterday by Duke at Cameron, 77-51. But Duke establishing itself as a real power. Now, Jerry Palm in his last bracket last week had Duke as a 1 and SLU as an 8 playing each other in the second round, if SLU were to get by SMU in the first round. I'll be curious to see what Jerry has in the upcoming brackets tomorrow. You're going to have to go through the powers at some point if you're SLU and you get into this tournament. And Duke would not be pleasant necessarily, but if you want to make your way to the Final Four, you got to beat these big giants. But Duke at number one. The number two team in the country is Arizona, and they looked every bit like that. I mean, they whipped Kansas yesterday, 84-61. That game was over in the first 5 minutes. Arizona was just running up and down the floor doing whatever they wanted, and Kansas is big and athletic and strong, but they could not run with the Arizona Wildcats, who lost at Allen, and they were not going to lose again. The number three team in the country, Now you look at Michigan after what they did at Illinois and say, oh my goodness, that could be your national champion. I mean, that team is scary good, and they have all the pieces. They have all the pieces to do it. Iowa State is ranked fourth in the country, and they, after everybody's touting them and elevating them, they lose at home to Texas Tech 82-73, and it wasn't that close. I mean, Iowa State had to put 44 on the board in the second half just to make it a single-digit game. They were down 16 at halftime at Hilton Coliseum to Texas Tech. Texas Tech's starting to put the pieces together, and they beat Iowa State. Texas Tech's ranked 16th in the country. Fifth-ranked team in America is Kelvin Sampson's Houston Cougars, who had lost three in a row before gathering themselves and then destroying Colorado yesterday by 40, 102-62. Colorado isn't very good. Sixth-ranked team in the country. Who do you think that is? UConn. Don't forget about UConn. UConn absolutely could be in the Final Four and could win it all. Really, to me, it comes down to, and UConn had to slip by Seton Hall, but they're fine. I mean, they're tough, still well-coached, built for March. To me, it comes down to Duke, Arizona, Michigan, UConn, with all respect to the rest. I think those are the four that you pay closest attention to and say, who's going to knock them off? But I'll tell you, the team that's surging right now that looks almost unstoppable is Florida. Florida, who lost to Mizzou earlier this year, has not lost a game since January 24th when they fell at home to Auburn. Before that, their previous loss was January 3rd in Columbia against Mizzou. They lost 76-74 in that game. They ripped off five in a row after that. Then they lost to Auburn, and they haven't lost since. They blew through the month of February and wrapped it up with a 111-77 destruction of Arkansas, a ranked Arkansas team, mind you, coached by John Calipari. So watch out for Florida right now as they pick up a win yesterday. They're the seventh-ranked team in the country. New AP Top 25 will come out tomorrow. Purdue is 8, Gonzaga 9, Illinois 10. This will all change. Virginia 11, Nebraska 12, Michigan State, they play at Indiana today. They're 13, Kansas 14, St. John's, who got beat by 30 and then won by about 30. I don't know that I see that ever, the way that they shot as poorly as they did and then shot extremely well as they did in the next game. And those two games in February were at UConn. They lost 72-40. And then against Villanova, they went 89-57. They are ranked 15th in the country. They're an up-and-down team, as you can see. And then the rest of the top 25, SLU is 23 at the moment. They're 26-3, 14-2 overall. So college basketball is going to be fun. They're going to have Arch Madness here. March 5th through the 8th at Enterprise Center. Belmont is the number one seed. Everybody else plays today to figure out where they're going to be seated. There's a log jam at 2 and at 3 and at 4. So we'll see how they all go at Enterprise Center coming up. There's a lot happening, including St. Louis City SC. They play tonight at San Diego. We'll have it for you on Y98 FM with a preview. Here's KMOX's Jen Cease.
St. Louis City SC heads west this weekend for a big test against San Diego FC, a team that loves to control the ball and score goals at home. But head coach Johan de May says don't expect City to change their identity.
We're going to be ourselves. We're going to go there, try to impose our style the same way they're going to try to do that as well. And the game is dynamic, so I know that on 90 minutes there's going to be moments. Are we going to suffer? Yes, probably. Are they going to suffer? I hope so too. So like it's just like making the most when the dynamic is in your favor.
San Diego has 9 goals in 3 home games and looks sharp early this season, but DeMay says this is exactly the kind of matchup this group wants. There will be moments where City has to defend, moments where they have to press, and moments to capitalize in the final third. The message is simple. Stick to the model, trust the work from preseason, and go compete. With the City Spotlight, I'm Jen Cease. KMOX Sports.
Thank you very much, Jen. A 1-1 draw with Charlotte in their last game and now at San Diego tonight at 8:15 on Y98 FM. There's so much happening. The Blues play today at Minnesota, 4 o'clock faceoff for them. NASCAR about to get underway at Circuit of the Americas in Austin. We're going to go there next with Chris Blair, the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway, who has 100 days until his IndyCar race.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At that track, he has a NASCAR Cup race. At that track, NHRA, the only venue in the world that has all three. And that, again, will be happening in 2026. Chris Blair in Austin, Texas, talking about his St. Louis track, Madison, Illinois, Worldwide Technology Raceway. When we come back, it's sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. Back on the show with producer Drew Young, I'm Tom Ackerman. It is Cardinal baseball coming your way at 11:55 this morning. The Cardinals and the Pirates from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Right now, we're going to head to Circuit of the Americas, Austin, Texas, NASCAR's first road race of 2026. And we're joined by the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway in Madison, Illinois. Chris Blair is with us. How are you, Chris?
I am absolutely wonderful, Tom, because it's sunny and it's March and you're talking about baseball and I'm at a race.
So I absolutely love it. Oh, that's awesome. Shane Van Gisbergen, he is the road course dynamo on this NASCAR circuit. Everybody expecting it. Oh, wait a minute. Tyler Reddick in the pole position. What is with this guy? He's now going for a record. He could be the first driver to win the first three races of a NASCAR Cup season.
Well, and that's what amazed me. I wasn't expecting that. And then I went back and I was taking a look at some of Tyler's performances here at Circuit of the Americas. And over the course of the new car era since they've been running here, he's like the number one guy in overall lap-after-lap performance. He's always running at the front. He just really hasn't been able to pull it off here. So, hey, based on the hot streak that he's on, and his car owner Michael Jordan being one of the luckiest guys on the planet, I'd give him a pretty good shot today. They could do this.
They absolutely could. He won there in 2023.
That's right,
Chris.
Okay.
What's going on with 2311 racing, just in general? You just alluded to it. He's very fortunate, Michael Jordan, but he's a winner and he's pumped. I mean, this is really a change, not only in what we're seeing in terms of winning here, but, you know, we all know about the lawsuit that happened and a change in NASCAR structure, so to speak.
Well, a big part of this, though, what I'm looking at, it's Tyler Reddick. Tyler is really they're settling in with that team. You know, he had some incredible performances when he was racing over at RCR. And since he's been here with 2311, he's been able to get settled in. You know, he had a tough year last year. He had a son, a baby that was having some health issues. He was a little bit distracted trying to take care of things on the home front. This year, everything's going well, and Tyler is just an amazing racer. And we saw that he grew up in DeCoin, Illinois, racing dirt tracks around our area. And he's always just been a hard racer. I think it's all finally coming together, his experience with that team and all the things that he's been doing. I think this is more or less, Tyler announcing that he's arriving, and his experience and his expertise with these cars, I think, is helping that team. And you see that his teammate Bubba has been running up front. He's been having a hard time closing some of the deals. But it's kind of reminiscent of last year. Christopher Bell won three races in a row early in the season. And I think these Toyotas, they just come out of the box quick. And Tyler's in the right place, right time, good driver. I think it's all coming together for them.
NASCAR back to road racing. Circuit of the Americas today, their first road race of 2026. And Chris Blair is there representing Worldwide Technology Raceway and the St. Louis area. You have your own NASCAR Cup race. That'll be on September 11th weekend. As we look forward to that on September 13th, it's going to be that weekend of the Enjoy Illinois 300, another playoff race for you. And I know that you've run a bunch of these now. You're an experienced GM when it comes to cup races, Chris.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the great things about being here and walking around the garage area, talking to a lot of the folks. They really love coming to St. Louis. They love our racetrack. They love Southern Illinois. They really appreciate what we've been doing. And one of the great things about this, too, Goodyear brought a really good tire to our race last season, and the drivers were able to go places they had never been able to go before on our track. This year, we've got some additional horsepower. They're going to be 750 horsepower. I'm going to actually talk to a couple of the drivers today, trying to figure out a few of the things, what they're seeing. I think after we get through Phoenix and we see what this new setup is going to be like, we're going to have a little better understanding of what it could do for our race, but I think it's going to make the racing even better. And you're hearing about some of that here with this as well, with the additional horsepower they're getting on the road course. It's changing the dynamic of the race. So there's going to be some exciting things going on with our race that weekend.
September 11th, 12th, and 13th at Worldwide Technology Raceway. I do note that September 12th is the Cardinals Hall of Fame enshrinement. And while Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina are on the ballot, you can vote for one every time that you log in, but they will induct as many as two. And it feels like a foregone conclusion that the two are going to go in together the weekend of your race. So I would imagine you're going to have a lot of people milling about in downtown St. Louis and vice versa. That could be one festive weekend if it all comes together.
Well, one of the things that I'm hearing from a lot of my friends who are fans and fans from other areas, a lot of times they're asking us, are the Cardinals at home the weekend of the race? And there's a lot of people that are excited now that they found out about this aspect, with the Hall of Fame inductions. There's a buzz about it because people love to be able to come into the area and do a lot of other things, both on the Illinois side as well as on the St. Louis side. And so this is going to make just an absolutely amazing weekend. There's a lot of concerts in town that week. We have the Confluence Music Festival at the track, Cardinals baseball, NASCAR racing. It's really going to put a spotlight on the whole region that weekend.
I will mention also that one Michael Jeffrey Jordan was at the race last year. Now, he was not in the public eye. This was not blown up in the press or anything. He was privately in and out of there, but he was there. I had a spot him with his own eyes.
Well, I think what you're going to see too, you know, this year we're seeing Michael everywhere. He's out on pit road at Atlanta and Daytona. When your cars are running up front, you're more likely to get out and be seen. So I'm expecting you'll probably see Michael right there on pit road during our race, walking through the garage area and checking it all out.
Chris, recently you hit the 100-day mark before the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Your IndyCar race is back at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Can you believe it's the 10th running of this race, Tom?
Wow.
And you remember what that first one was like. And this year there's even more importance in our race. We are the only race in all of motorsports that's broadcast on network primetime. So Fox Network really believes in what we're doing, what IndyCar is doing. They're part owner of the IndyCar series. And we're going to go green at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night in June, on June 7th. And Fox is really wanting to do some special stuff. I'm meeting with the IndyCar folks next week. We're going to really plan some more things. But, you know, there's nothing like a night race. But to have that opportunity to showcase our racetrack and our region and everything that we do and the Bomarito group on Fox primetime, it adds a little bit of pressure to me to make sure we make the show even more spectacular. So we're going to have to blow up some more pyro and maybe bring some drones in. And we're going to do some really fun stuff around the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 for that 10th running.
You know, I've been in a partnership with you and Curtis Francois for a long time, helping you spread the word about your track and serving as an ambassador of sorts. And so as soon as I heard it was a night race, you're the first person I thought of, because I knew your eyes lit up on that one. There's no doubt. The Cardinals are in town too, by the way, that weekend, June 5th through the 7th, taking on the Reds. So you hit the lottery there as well. So that should be fun. IndyCar weekend. What should we know about tickets? How are they selling? I know that that Cup race has sold out in the past.
So Cup ticket sales are going very, very well. Now, as far as the IndyCar race, it is up absolutely incredibly. I mean, it's I think it's something about that night race. I think it's about the overall show that the fans got last year. We are doing extremely well on ticket sales for our IndyCar race. And I think there's just a tremendous buzz about IndyCar. They're opening races today in St. Pete, and a lot of people are excited about that. The series is doing really well. And there's just something magical about racing under the lights, and fans are excited about it. We've seen a lot of people that are, you know, planning a special event weekend around that. So it's doing very well. NASCAR doing well. NHRA is looking really good on advanced ticket sales. It's the 75th anniversary of the NHRA series. So everything's looking really strong for this year. We're doing a big push on our NASCAR ticket promotion right now. So if you buy your tickets during the month of March or by the end of March, you will receive complimentary on-site parking. So a lot of people, that's more incentive to go ahead and get your tickets now so you can secure that complimentary parking on-site. And there's also some great offers too as you get ready and for those early bird offers. So if you go to wwtraceway.com, you can check them all out.
Always a good time over there. Chris, have a great time down in Austin, and safe travels back. We'll see you soon.
All right, Tom. Take care.
Great to visit with the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway, Chris Blair, on Sports on a Sunday Morning. When we come back, we'll go to Jupiter, Florida. Chaim Bloom is standing by to join me live to talk about the Ollie Marmol contract extension. Back in a moment, Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-hour energy shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Busy day here at KMOX and certainly in Jupiter, Florida. Let's head back there now and talk some baseball.
Now, a St. Louis Cardinals spring training report. Sponsored by St. Louis Composting. Composting, growing gardens and making memories. And by Happy Roof. We always create happy endings on the voice of the Cardinals, KMOX.
And joining us live is Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Heim Bloom from Jupiter, where the Cardinals take on the Pirates today for a 12:05 start. Hello, Heim.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Busy day for you. Big news day today as Ollie Marmol receives a 2-year contract extension. It'll start next year. There's a club option for 29. How long has this been in the works, Heim?
A good while, actually. Obviously, spring training sometimes is extension season, but this is something fairly early in the offseason, just working with Ollie. From my seat, that this is something that made sense organizationally. Obviously, we had some other business we had to take care of throughout the offseason, so we were able to come together and get it done now. But, we've been talking about this for a little while.
And this happened a couple of years ago. I remember sitting down for lunch, got the alert that there's going to be a press conference to announce an Ollie extension. That was in 24. That was under a different president of baseball operations in John Mozeliak. So you've had 2 years to observe, to follow. What did you observe over that time that led you to this decision?
Yeah, bottom line, I've enjoyed working with him. It was great to be able to get to know him during that time when I was in the advisory role, and obviously only been a few short months working with him in this seat, but it's been a lot of fun. And, it's nice to have had the chance to get to know him and see him from that other chair and just understand what makes him tick. Obviously wanted to stay out of his way and not make life confusing for him when I was in the advisory role, but just to understand him as a person and as a baseball person, get to know him was really helpful. And you have someone here who, look, this is going to be his 20th season with the Cardinals, so he understands what this organization is about, what separates it, what has separated it historically, but also with that, understanding that what needs to separate this organization, what always has, is us leading the way and us setting the standard, and that involves growing and changing and pushing forward. And he's committed to that. He and I have found a lot of alignment in terms of understanding, look, I've said it before, we're not where we want to be. To get there, there's some things that we're going to need to do. We have a lot of alignment on what we need to do to get there. And then I think the other thing that I would point to is, we talk a lot about growth and change, and it's something that you want from every person in the organization. We're going to beat the competition if we can learn and grow and adapt and evolve better and faster than they do. But to do that as an organization, that's going to require the people in the organization to be willing to push themselves and to look in the mirror and be willing to grow and not think of themselves as static, but think of themselves as constantly moving forward and constantly trying to get better. And he exemplifies that on a daily basis, and that's made it a lot of fun to work with him.
I was going to ask you that. You've done a really nice job on this show of taking us behind the curtain. Let us in on how involved he is on what's happening in the front office, what's happening in the minor league system. You mentioned on a daily basis, obviously he's got a lot to look over, but how is he involved organizationally with you?
Well, in that seat, I think he should be involved. I've tried to bring him into a lot of the things that we've been doing. A big part of what we're trying to build here is just a top-to-bottom consistency, knowing, again, this organization always wins. As you've heard me say many times, we win with our own players, and we win with the players that we grow. And that's going to be easier to do if we have that feeling top-to-bottom. And honestly, this organization has cultivated that culturally for a long time. So we have to keep feeding that and updating it. And so as I, over the past year plus, got a chance to start, you know, making some changes and hopefully trying to spur some progress in player development, I wanted him as a part of that. I wanted his insight. I wanted him to know what we were doing. And then that's made it more natural now. Some of the things that we were able to do, in some cases through trial and error, in some cases through some new voices, new faces, some of the things we were trying to do in player development, allowing us to be more focused and more purposeful and helping every individual player. Well, now we're adapting some of that to our big league environment and building processes there to do some of the things that we did down below last year and building them in a way that's going to be functional in the big leagues. And having him involved in that last year is now making it very natural to scale these up to our big league environment. And he's been an awesome partner in that.
He is going to be 40 on July 2nd. So he's still a very young manager, but no longer the youngest manager in baseball. But he's been at this for a while now. I mean, if you look at not only has he been a big league manager at 22, but he's been part of the big league staff since, what, 19, eight, maybe before that?
Before that, I think.
And then, of course,
the exact year, but.
Yeah, managing the minors. Before that, a player in the big. This guy's been a Cardinal for 20 years.
Yes, this is season number 20. It was a 2007 draft. I am slightly older than him, old enough to remember when he was in the draft. Coming out of College of Charleston. So, you know, obviously, I have the benefit of this as well, that it's a blessing to still be someone who at least some people may call relatively young, not my kids, but some people, and have had a lot under your belt in this game. You are in that, I think, by, you know, obviously good fortune and also some hard work and getting some of those opportunities and to be the type of guy that is a player. The organization recognizes that when this guy's playing career is done, we got to keep him in our uniform. We got to get him coaching. And then when you start out as a coach, to be someone that the organization wants to empower as a manager, and then so on as a big league coach, and then ultimately as a big league manager, you know, you just earn that by how you go about your business.
One more question about Ollie, and this is a personality question, but what is he like? And my observation of him is he's very open and honest. I feel, whether we're talking on or off the record, an honesty from him in that he recognizes his own growth as a manager. How far has he grown, and how does that communication happen between the two of you?
Yeah, well, first of all, we wouldn't have done this if I didn't feel like we had an open and honest relationship. I think that's so critical. You have to be able to tell the truth to each other. And, you know, if you have that, a lot of great things are possible. If you don't have it, you really have nothing. And it's going to hold the whole organization back. And that's something I really value. It's something, you know, as we've talked about, I'm trying to bring that obviously to our fans, but I'm also trying to bring it to every interaction I have within the organization. We will move faster the more we can tell the truth to each other. And that's something that I know Ollie believes and has emphasized. And it's a critical part of what we do. And, you know, you talk about that growth. Look, I haven't been here for the entirety of Ollie's tenure in that seat. But even just talking to him, talking to other people about him, knowing some of the things, good and bad, that went on in his first couple of years, and then getting to see the last couple, again, none of us is going to benefit. It's not, I don't think this is something where, hey, some people are really good and they don't have to grow and the rest of us do. No. That's not how this game works. It's too competitive for that. We all have to be able to look in the mirror. Sometimes the hardest direct conversations to have are the ones with yourself. And so if you can be honest with yourself on, hey, I need to get better at this, I'd like to grow here. Everybody has to do that, especially when you're in a leadership role really young. He knows that and he takes that seriously. And so those are the types of people and the types of personalities you want to bet on, because you know they're going to push themselves to be great.
We have gone down a road where Cardinals fans, Cardinals observers, just overall have not been, maybe ever. I mean, I'm not sure I ever in my lifetime remember being at this stage of the game where you're rebuilding this franchise and getting it back. But while this is happening, you are seeing a load of prospects, a load of young players who are all on the same playing field, if that makes sense. So the same level as they grow together. I don't want to get too excited about one over the other, but I've got to say, J.J. Weatherholt has lived up to everything that I hoped he would be right out of the gate. I mean, you're going to have to hold me back on this and tell me a couple of things that he's not doing well so that I can be a little more balanced on J.J. Weatherholt.
Well, do you want me to?
But yeah, yeah.
First of all, he's an impressive guy. We know that. I'll tell you what, we talked about some of the things we were wanting to challenge him with in terms of how he's moving around, in terms of defense. In the first two games he played, in each of those games, the baseball gods were kind enough to give him a tough backhand play, which is something that he's working on, and he didn't complete either play. And, you know, that's going to happen. It's part of the game. Give some credit to the baseball gods for, they could say the ball finds you, and it did. And so then you say, okay, you know, he comes into this camp with a different set of expectations. Last year was more of a happy to be here type thing. Now, obviously, he's on the cusp. How does he respond? And he went to work, and he's been working there with Stubby and looking to attack this and take it as motivation that, okay, the standard at this level is higher than that, and I got to put in the work to make sure I can be up to that standard. And it's what you want to see. You talk about where we are with all these young players. It is kind of cool. It's neat to see them see the opportunity to make this what it is going to be, understand the power that they have to shape this and to create their version of what that standard is. And that's not, you know, that's not something that's always going to be linear. We know that. But despite the youth, despite, you know, our whatever we want to talk about, which obviously, you know, I'm committed to it in terms of our long-term focus here, that is not the vibe that I've felt here day to day. I have not felt that standard slip. I felt a group that does not want to limit itself, that's willing to put in the work, that's getting after it, and that wants to define itself rather than let other people define them. And that's exactly what we're hoping to see in this camp.
One last thing, because I haven't asked you a pitching question yet, and I want to make sure that I do that. How are you seeing this rotation battle right now in terms of the five going into the season?
Yeah, it's been cool to watch. And you know, I think I've said it before on this show, like you don't want to put too much stock in the spring training results because you will make some bad decisions by doing that. This is a really small slice of things. At the same time, it's been really encouraging overall what we've seen coming out of the staff. Obviously, it's still early. It's March 1st, right? But it has been fun to watch these guys go about their business, fun to watch them push each other. And as a group, I have pretty fun to see the ball coming out of their hand and, you know, the stuff that they're bringing to the party. It's been neat. There's been a lot of comments on that around camp. And fun to watch on a daily basis. We're just hopeful that continues as we work towards making those tough decisions and getting ramped up for the season.
I look forward to seeing it myself. I'll be down there Saturday. Looking forward to catching up with you, Chaim. Thank you for the time.
It'll be nice to see you.
Same. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. Good breakdown there as we get closer and closer to Cardinal baseball. They play at 12:05. We're going to take a quick break, wrap up the show right after this.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
All right, just a few minutes to go before we turn things over to Cardinal baseball. We'll take a break at 11:50 and get you set up for the 11:55 pregame. Our outstanding crew down there, John Rooney, Ricky Horton, Mike Claiborne, and Ryan Schulte at the controls getting ready for the Cardinals and the Pirates. The Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Kyle Leahy is the starting pitcher today for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals lineup looks like this. Ivan Herrera is going to lead off, and he will be Leahy's catcher. You ready for that? Leahy to Herrera today, and he will bat leadoff and play catcher. Why is he leading off? Because they want to get him as many at-bats as possible. That's why they do that. He's not a leadoff hitter. Mason Wynn's going to be your leadoff hitter. Remember how much abuse I took from the guys about Mason Wynn as a leadoff hitter? I guess he wasn't ready then, but he's ready now. Ramon Urias is the third baseman today. He's batting second. Urias is not Nolan Arenado at third, but he looks pretty darn close to me based on some of the highlights that we've seen through the years. He's a gold glove third baseman, and he's going to be playing third today and batting second. Nolan Gorman, who hit a bomb last week, is your DH. He bats third. And then Jordan Walker is in right batting fourth. Jose Fermin at second base batting fifth. Joel Pozo back at first base sixth. Nathan Church in center field seventh. Chase Davis is in the outfield today. He bats eighth. He's the left fielder. And the shortstop today is Jeremy Rivas, and taking on this Pittsburgh Pirates outfit with Kyle Leahy. Just a couple of quick comments about 90 seconds left here about the fan reaction, because I see all your comments. I mean, I look at them all, and there's a lot of comments here. You know, there's the positives, like from Lauren, and then there's the negatives, like from Brasher. Then there's Lauren, and then there's, you know, these comments like Bus Blake saying the comments are abysmal. Ollie's our guy. He's the perfect skipper for our current regime. I'm not going to say, I mean, look, there's fans like KT who's been tough on him, says it's a joke. There's people like David who say it's a great move. I mean, you've got back and forth. My point is this: commenters feel strongly about what they're doing. You know, I mean, Bill doesn't want to spend the money to come down, but other people think that things are going well. So take comments for what they are. People are very confident when they type in their phone or on a computer how they feel. And some people feel like this is good and some people feel like this is bad. There are a lot of people in the middle. And that's an okay place to be too. Because you're a baseball fan, you're going to sit back, you're going to watch this thing develop, and you're going to have to put your trust in Chaim Bloom that he knows what he's doing. Extension for Ollie. Cardinal baseball is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.